What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies, your daily dose of inner child healing. I'm Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes messy, always fascinating landscape of our own minds. Today, we're diving into something super important, overcoming trauma and PTSD. Ever felt like you're carrying around a weight on your shoulders that just won't go away? Like there are whispers from the past that keep popping up even though you've tried to bury them deep. You know that feeling when a simple sound or smell triggers a wave of intense emotions, leaving you feeling lost and overwhelmed? That, my friends, can be a sign that unresolved trauma is whispering in your ear. And let me tell you, it doesn't have to control your life. So how do we start tackling this beast? What are the keys to unlocking freedom from its grip? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. Number one, acknowledgement. This might seem obvious, but seriously, facing our trauma head on is the first step. Pretending it doesn't exist won't make it disappear. Instead, try journaling about your experiences, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, or simply allowing yourself to feel the emotions that come up. Number two, self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You've been through a lot. Remember that trauma is not a weakness, it's a sign of strength and resilience. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a close friend going through a similar experience. Think about it, if your bestie came to you crying after a bad day, would you judge them? Heck no. You'd be there for them with open arms and a listening ear. Number three, seek professional help. I can't stress this enough. If you're struggling to cope with trauma on your own, please reach out to a qualified therapist or counselor. They have the expertise and tools to guide you through the healing process and provide invaluable support. Think of it like this. When you need a broken bone fix, you wouldn't try to do it yourself, right? You'd go to a doctor. Trauma deserves the same level of professional care. Number four, embrace mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing can help calm your nervous system and create a sense of peace within. It's like hitting the pause button on the overwhelming chaos of your mind and allowing yourself to simply be present in this moment. Imagine taking a long, slow inhale and exhale, feeling the tension melt away with each breath. That's the power of mindfulness. Number five, celebrate your progress. Healing from trauma is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity, and days where you feel lost. But remember to celebrate every step forward, no matter how small. Acknowledge your courage, your strength, and your resilience. You're doing amazing work. Now let me paint the picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a bright and bubbly woman who always seemed to have it all together. On the surface, she was successful and happy, but beneath that facade, she was haunted by childhood trauma that kept resurfacing in her daily life. She felt constantly on edge, struggled with relationships, and couldn't shake the feeling of being trapped. But Sarah decided enough was enough. She started attending therapy sessions, journaling about her experiences, and practicing mindfulness techniques. Slowly but surely, she began to unravel the layers of pain and reclaim her power. Remember Sarah? She's a testament to the fact that healing is possible, even from deep-seated trauma. By acknowledging her past, seeking support, and embracing self-compassion, Sarah started rebuilding her life brick by brick. So, what's your next step? Take a moment to reflect on your own journey. Are there any whispers from the past that need to be heard? Is there something holding you back from truly living your best life? Don't wait another day. Start taking small steps towards healing and watch your world transform. Remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and freedom. Never forget that. And until next time, keep shining your light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.